Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, can't help but praise him. Glory be to God. Good evening, my beautiful family. This is Women Speak Now, third Thursday. I'm your host tonight, Pastor Terry. I am sitting in. Prophetess Lisa and I have exchanged. This is her third Thursday, but praise God for what God is doing in her in this season, and we celebrate her for what he is doing. Amen. So glory be to God. Let us begin in prayer, family. Heavenly Father God, I humbly come to you just to say thank you, just to praise your name. As the song says, Father, hallelujah. Can't help but praise you. Father, let us praise you over our circumstances, Father, and let us praise you over the world's circumstances. Father, we thank you for the time you have given us tonight, the time you have given us all on this line tonight and those to come. Time, Father, just to hear a word, not from me, Father, but from your word, as you use me as your vessel. Can't help but praise you, Father. So, Father, we say hallelujah. Use me tonight, Father. Empty me and use me as your vessel. Father, you said I must decrease so you can increase. So, Father, I call on you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Family, let's get begin there. Ooh, this word, you know, God is good. Sometimes you got to say he's a good God and he doesn't ever change. My God, because when we think about it, the change that we want to see and God wants to see, it begins within us. Sometimes, family, we can spend so much time on the outside, working outside, we forget about our spiritual being. That spiritual, we said, the word says we should worship God in spirit and in truth. So let us walk in the spirit so we won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. Amen, family? I hear that song as Pastor Yes put it on, Juanita Byman. Can't help but praise him. I just have to say, you know, I'm grateful. I'm thankful. I always call Thursdays thankful Thursdays. Grateful, but grateful and thankful every day. Because, family, when we look at God has taken us through, he has taken us through some major things, taken us through Palm Sunday, Jesus, and he took us through the Resurrection Sunday. And God has also took us through Mother's Day. We have to praise God. We have to praise God because he has got us on his line tonight. Amen, family? I always say sometimes I can't help but praise him because I get excited because when the song was praying, I said, Lord, help me catch my breath. Because when something comes on and you feel it in your spirit, you have to get up and move and make a joyful noise unto God. Amen, family? But family, you know, always say, Jesus is every day. We celebrate Jesus every day because when we know him, we know the Lord, we know his characteristics, we want to know more of his characteristics, we want to know more of his thoughts. We want to know more of his thinking, to know more of his compassion and his humility. The humility he has for all. He doesn't separate it, say, I'm going to have humility for this one, and I'm not going to have that humility for those. And we have to love him and know his ways for his unconditional love. Jesus. I always say this morning, family, I had to call on the name of Jesus. They say something in the name of Jesus that calms us. That's always say the humility and his unconditional love. I tell you, we cannot imitate him without knowing him. We have to know him, because he knows our strengths. He knows our strengths. He knows our weaknesses. He knows how far we can go, how low we can go, so that he can change us. God can change us. Jesus can change us from the inside out. I always say praise be to God when we let him. When we let him, family, because sometimes we might hear a knock, we might hear a little twitching in the middle of the night. That's God. He's trying to get your attention. He's speaking to our hearts. But I always say only through his word we will begin. We have to get in his word to begin to know the mind of Christ, to know the compassion that he has. He said we're supposed to be imitators of Christ. If we don't know Christ, we can't imitate him. He said for us love people. This is why they said to know Christ in his word. So that word can get us out of our flesh. Amen, family? And knowing how God has truly been good to us. He's been good to us. Sometimes we got to praise God and thank him. Thank you, Jesus. In the beginning, it says in the beginning was the word. And the word was God. And the word, that was Jesus. Jesus was right there in the beginning. And family, that references John 1 and 2. Praise be to God. Family, we just got to praise God. Praise him for his word. Sometimes I get excited. You know, I get excited about the things of God because I'm now realizing some things that went on in my life, if I had knew better, I would have done better. But he always said, let not my people perish for lack of knowledge. But we spend so much time trying to learn everything else. But the principles of life is in God's word. And we don't want to be, you know how they say it's a myth, hide something in the Bible. People won't find it. And they say certain people. But no, we don't want to be that. We want to read his word and apply his word to our walk. Amen, family. Because family, people and things can come. They can come and go in our lives. Someone that will be with us always is Jesus. I don't know if you ever been alone at some point in your life, but I have. I've been there, and I always say, I know he has never left me nor forsaken me. That's why I lift my hands. I praise him. I praise him over circumstances. Sometimes I don't even cut on the TV till I can lift my hands and praise God. I don't cut on the TV, but I praise him when he wakes me up. He opens my eyes. I just got to praise him, say, thank you, Jesus. He didn't have to, but I'm thanking him. Like they said, I'm on the wake-up list. I got another chance and more opportunities to get right with him. See, some of us, he wakes us up, we want to get right with the world. We want to get right with a job, to get right with God. Jesus. I always say something about when you call his name, it calms my spirit because, family, I'm saying I needed him this morning. This morning I was 1 second away from jumping in my flesh, and there wasn't nobody there but me. So that means that devil in me was about to come out because something wasn't wrong. I said, no. And I had to say, you know what? He said, when you rebuke the devil, it will flee. So I had to rebuke him, and I had to start saying the name Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And then I felt good. I was calm. Amen, family. I tell you, when we feel and experience his presence, amen, that's when we're spending more time in solitude. Solitude just means him and I. Him and I in solitude, in our secret place. Thank you, Jesus. I always say there are so many benefits that he has he can restore our souls. Sometimes, family, we can be doing so many things. The things of the world can pull at us. Some people have jobs. Some people have children. Some people have families. Some people have husbands and wives. So many obligations are pulling at you and tugging at your heart from the wear and tear that pulls, I always say, from this old world. But he can restore us. He can, I tell you, this is what they say. They try and place so much on us. But we have to make sure we bask in him. Bask in him, in the fullness of his presence. It's why he tells us in his word to find us a secret place. Find you some time. If you're married with children, find you some time to be alone. If you got a husband, find you some time to be alone. Because your relationship, our relationship is with God and God alone. It's not with your husband and wife, but everyone has their own personal relationship. Amen. And when your husband's there, if you have one, if he's in, time with God, let him have his time. If the children have time with God, let them have their time. Because God's speaking to their hearts. Amen, family. I always say, we have to always thank him for the calmness. The calmness, I thank him for the peace and the peace that he places within us. I always say he places within us in the midst of things. You know, family, I always say I've been fasting. I've been fasting from TV and the things of the world and the dudes, you know, we in. He said he's going to put us in the world, but not of the world. I've been fasting. I keep up with things, but I don't need to be just focused on that. I want to focus on what God has for me. You know, I want to focus on what he can input in me. I want to listen. Sometimes the words say, be still and know that he is God. Sometimes I got to just be still so I can bask in him. And I want to know whatever he wants me to do and needs me to do. Because every day, family, is something new. I tell you, we have to let our wants. Ooh, Jesus, I always say we have to let our wants into our needs. God knows what we want. But we have to let our needs supersede our wants. Amen? I always tell him. He knows our needs, and he shall supply all of them. Sometimes we want to rush God on things we need. He's going to supply them in his timing. I thank him all the time, and I praise him for giving me that peace. That peace and that understanding to be patient. Patient. You know, I may have said it before, I was patient when I was nursing. But I always say, thank you, Lord, for giving me the patience to be patient in people, Jesus. Because I always say he was patient with me. And family, we cannot rush God. I always say, Lord, help us more. Help us more with our patience. Amen. Family, all we need, Jesus, we need him all the time. And if we say we don't, we're lying to ourselves. And as they say, the truth is not in us. Amen. And the truth being Jesus. Yes, I always say he deserves our best. He deserves our best worship. He deserves our best praise. As the song says, hallelujah is the highest praise. Hallelujah. When you say hallelujah, no matter what's going on, hallelujah, something about it just calms your spirit because you're praising God. You're giving him your highest praise. I always say, thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Saving me from my sinful flesh. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I thank you, God. I thank you for sending your one and only begotten son, Jesus, the Lamb of God. Thank you, Jesus. Blameless and sinless. When we think about it, family, Jesus didn't come to save the righteous, but the sinners might turn to repentance. We have to say, thank you, Lord, because we was all sinners, saved by grace. Thank you for allowing me to have the mind of Christ. This is why he said, when we keep our mind stayed on Jesus, the mind of Christ can recognize sin before you sin. It recognizes. And to pray, we can pray to him for forgiveness if we do sin. We can pray for my forgiveness. And Father, we pray for the world's family. We pray for the world's forgiveness. And we also, family, can recognize, Pastor E has taught on this, the temptation, tempter, temptation, trouble. Temptation of the tempter. But we have to thank God for giving us the power that works within us that we may rebuke the enemy. Every time he tries, I always say he tries to come up against us. He tried me early this morning. Family, it was at 6 o'clock. This is why the Lord says, dress me, Lord, with your full armor before I leave out the bed as I finish preparing before I leave out the house so I can be dressed. I'm in battle gear. Amen, family? I always say, hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, Lord, you deserve our best worship and our best praise. Family, sometimes we can just all testify to his goodness and all that he's done for us. If you had your dinner, he put that food on the table. You got shoes on your feet. You got a roof over your head. He has done all of that. We can testify that he has never left us and never forsaken us. I always say, if you've had some alone time just by yourself, you know that God was with you. Even while we were messed up, they say from the flow up, God was with us. I tell you, we was messed up. We didn't know where to go and who to go to, who to turn to in our mess. But knowing God was right there with us, I always say, blessed assurance. Jesus is mine, praising my Savior all the day long. Blessed assurance. You have to be like my grandnephew. He claims things as his. That's mine, T. We have to claim this is my Jesus. This is my Jesus. So this is my personal relationship with him. And he deserves our worship. Hallelujah. The highest praise. Always say, Lord Jesus, he's our Savior. Our Christ, our Savior. We thank you, Lord, for saving me, for freeing us. You too, all of us on the line, all of us, ourselves, freeing us and allowing us to leave our wicked fleshly ways behind. Leaving them ways behind as we press forward, as the new creations. We have to go to God and his word. God, I'm a new creation. I'm left these things behind. Hallelujah, Jesus. He said, "You deserve our praise, Lord, and we worship you." Thank you, Jesus. I always say, thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, from getting us through the trials and the tribulations of this life on earth, that we can have our heaven on earth right now. Excuse me, family, but sometimes we can't just, all we have to do is shout, hallelujah, Jesus. I always say, Father, I thank you for your uncompromised. We have to thank him for his uncompromised word. Sometimes, family, when we're in the word may convict us. So some things I was reading, I said, oh, Lord, that's me. It can convict you, but it's going to set you on the right path, the path that God has for us. Amen, family. I always say, the word has convicted me of some of my shortcomings. I said my shortcomings from not being pleasing in the sight of God. Again, family, I say some of us, we like to please the world, like to please each other, but are we pleasing in the sight of God? He searches our heart. We have to see that. How does God see? Sometimes people see us on the outside, but how does God see? Because you're going to develop from the inside out. Ooh, praise be to God. I thank Jesus because in him, we have no condemnation. When we fall short, he don't condemn us. When we fall short, Father, I always say, Father, let us stand firm on your promises within your word. Thank you, Jesus. Family, if you got your word of God, we're going tonight to Romans 8:1. This is St. Paul, and he reminds us, there is therefore no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Jesus. Sometimes I say, I have to read this again and read it again. No condemnation. This is why we have to stop beating up ourselves. God loves us regardless. He loves us regardless, but he doesn't like our sin. Jesus. We have to back up. He don't like our sin. I always say, but so let... We got to stop condemning ourselves of our shortcomings. He says in his word, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of all unrighteousness. That reference, family, is 1 John 1:9. The thing is, we have to ask each other, do we truly believe? Do we believe the word of God? Do we believe he's going to forgive us of our sin because we didn't confess it? Or do we forget to confess that unconfessed sin? Are we harboring it in our spirit? This is why self-examination is an ongoing process. I have to check myself all the time before I wreck myself. I said, God, how do you see me? But sometimes I have to hold up. I can't let my own devils get up in me. When we get self-control, that's the last spirit of the fool. When we get control of self, God is glorified. He's very, very well pleased. Amen, family? I always say, my God, all we have to do is believe. Believe and be obedient to his word. Obedient to his word. This is why we should train the children up in the way they should go. When they get old, they want to depart from it. If they're obedient in the word of God, when they go to school, when they go to elementary, junior high, all through college and everything, if the word and they're obedient, they're going to make it. Amen, family? Because they're not doing it for themselves. They're doing it for the glory of God. Yes, God. This is why I said he deserves our worship and he deserves our praise. Hallelujah. Sometimes we just have to take a praise break, no matter how, where you at. If your boss look at you, I got to praise my God. Hallelujah. You should praise him too. You got a job too. Amen, family. And family, when we finally, always say finally, learn to thank him. Thank him and praise him. Worship him over the things of the world. Again, sometimes he said we got to fast and pray. Sometimes I can't even cut on the TV, nothing like that. I tell you, I've been fasting. And then, family, we have to also to praise him over our circumstances, no matter how bleak things may seem. If we're going through things, you got to tell them things how big your God is, how much you believe in your God, how much you believe that he will do, how much we believe that he will come through. I tell you, family, we have to let God have his way within us. Jesus. Some of us want to see it on the outside. We got to let him have his way within us so that we can put it out on the outside. Praise be to God. I always say, we have to enjoy the process. It's a process. Some things we want to rush through things, but in life, everything's a process. When you start an exercising class, it's a process. You don't just take off pounds from the beginning. It's a process. You got to condition yourself. And then, family, we also have to make sure we're being patient. I tell you, the Word of God has taught me to be patient. Be patient in everything. Thank you, Jesus. Be patient in the process because change doesn't come instantly. Thank you, Jesus. With any relationship, family, any relationship you're in, the longer you be together, the more time you spend on one accord, spending more time with them. I tell you, this is what I said. Time alone in his word, shut off everything. Sometimes you got to shut off the TV, shut off the news, shut off the computer, shut off the cell phone, and allow God to transform us to who he wants us to be. I always said the better and the more solid results we will receive from God will spending time solitude with him. We will receive rewards to apply to our lives. I always say, I'm knowing him better. It's a process. And he knows us. He knows me. He knew you and I before the foundation of this world. We have to ask ourselves, do we truly believe? He knows us how far we can go. Thank you, Jesus. He knows how much we can withstand. How much we can stand. God knows, beautiful family. When I say beautiful family, I say family because Jesus says his family does the will of the Father. Our Father. Oh, praise be to God. Hallelujah. Family, again, we have our word out. We're going to go to amen. Let's say amen, and when we're there, let's get it. Amen. And it reads, no temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. But with the temptation, he will also make the way of escape, that you may be able to bear it. This is what the song says, hallelujah, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Family. When the little tempter comes, like I told you, he came this morning, we have to know we have Jesus. And we can go to the Father in his word. We can cry out for his way of escape. Father, I need that way of escape to bear it before we get ourselves in trouble. Amen, family. I always say, I thank you, Lord Jesus. I always say, yes, he deserves our worship. Sometimes we have to just stop what we are doing, to get on our knees. If we're not able to get on our knees, just stretch up our arms and bow down our heads and worship him. Worship him and praise him because he's been so good to us. I always say he forgives us of all our sins, not some sin, but all our sins, the big sin and the small. I said, how many of us are harboring unforgiveness in our spirits? That's a true self-examining question. Unforgiveness. I always say, if we are still jockeying, Sister Jones, Miss Sister Jones, you still got my cookbook you brought 2 years ago, we harbor it. Still mad at the employees that fired us from the job because we kept showing up late. When we showed up and we worked as if we were the bosses, we're harboring. If we're still mad at those so-called no-good exes, as they call them, behind the split the breakups, as we used to call it back in the days, is quit. We are harboring, we are hoarding unforgiveness within our temples, within our spirits. Amen, family. Always say, and his word reminds us, the word of God. We read everything, but we have to be in his word. Amen, family. The word of God reminds us in 1 Peter 1:16, and it reads, because it is written, be holy, for I am holy, Jesus. We cannot be a child of God imitating Christ Jesus with unforgiveness in our spirits. Those who have not forgiven have gone about their own business. Those we have not forgiven. Some people may not have forgiven others, but they have gone about their business. Because you and I, as children of God, are stuck. If we don't have that forgiveness, we can get stuck in our relationships with God. I will always say, because we are out of order. He says, do everything decent in order. But if we have unforgiveness, we are not right in right standing with God. And in the Word of God, family, it goes to Matthew in the Lord's Prayer, Matthew 6:14-15. This is the Lord's Prayer, and it reads, for if you do not forgive men their trespasses, your Heavenly Father will also forgive you. We want God to forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. I always say, my God, to know that we know that unforgiveness is not a characteristic as a child of God. And our forgiveness is for us to take our time, family, reading and meditating on his word, word for word. I always say, great nuggets, Pastor E. Pastor E is a great mentor. He told me a long time ago, word for word. Don't rush over nothing in the Word of God. And if you have questions, come to me, get an understanding of all you're getting. I always say, do not be in a hurry. Amen, family? I always say, hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, he deserves our best worship and our best praise. We have to thank the God for I thank God for forgiving me. Forgiving me for when I was perishing for lack of knowledge. I don't know if you guys was perishing for lack of knowledge, but I was. Because I was sinning against myself, family. Family, our very own behaviors can be sin against our bodies. And as a child of God, some of these things, backbiting, envy, strife, talking and gossiping about folks, I always say, when we keep our minds focused on Jesus, we ain't got time for that. Thank you, Jesus. We have to, Pastor E, my mentor teaches it too, we got to keep our mouths off folks. If we got our mouths on, folks, then we ain't in his word as much as we do. I can't worry about nobody's business. I got to be concerned in my relationship with God. Amen, family? I tell you, we must get it all together. Whatever we're doing, it has to be true to God. Because God is always revealing new things to us. He reveals things to our dreams. That's why they say keep your tablet at the bedside if you have to write something down. He gives us dreams, visions, and ideals. I always say when we spend time, more time with him, we always have room for improvement, elevation to add more to his kingdom. We should be adding numbers and saving souls daily, just as you mentioned of his name. The mention of Jesus' name can bring somebody, anybody, and everybody to Jesus. Amen, family. I remember my nephew, we just laid him to rest in February. But he would always remind me, you know, when he was out there in the streets and everything, and he said everybody, you know, was going after him, he would take me to Matthew 7:3. And it reads, why do I look at the speck in my brother's eye? But do not consider the plank in my own eye. That's why I say sometimes we got to pray for folks to keep our mouths off of them. Amen, family. This is when we were praying to get him back in and turn from the streets. He felt like our whole family was coming at him. But he said some of us got to be concerned about And we all have to be concerned about a relationship with God and our standing with God. Amen. Always say, my God, my God. I say we all have something and some things that we need the Lord to change. If we say we don't, we're lying to ourselves. My needs may be different from your needs, and yours may be different from mine. I always say none of us are perfect, but we're striving to be more Christ-like, to know his characteristics so we can imitate Christ. Amen, family? I always say, but are we striving? It says when you strive, you're going after him. You're seeking more of him. Compassion. Jesus was the most compassionate person. He didn't look down on nobody. He didn't talk about nobody. He was full of humility. He says that when we humble ourselves as little children are innocent. They love each other. They just love each other. You're a child. They don't look at your color, your size. They don't look at nothing like that, your hair. They just love. Humble ourselves. They're full of love. I always say, thank you, Jesus. I thank you for giving me patience. Because God has, I always say, God, you was patient with me. He was patient with me when I finally said, I'm going to decide to say yes to his word. Yes to his word. And yes to his ways. Also, I say, family, he deserves our worship. He deserves our praise. I always say, beautiful family, always say, let us enjoy the process as God changes us from the inside out of the word. I always say, my God, I pray, help us down here that we don't be so consumed on our outward change that we neglect our inward change. Praise be to God. We know the saying when the temptations sung it, beauty is only skin deep. That was the temptation, who probably was tempted by a pretty face, but used God's wisdom to go deep. Beauty's only skin deep. Hallelujah. I always say, family, he deserves our praise. He deserves our worship. We have to just praise him. Family, when we go to the book, we're going back to the Old Testament. Old Testament in Exodus 34 and 14. And it reads, you shall worship no God other, for the God whose name is jealous is a jealous God. My God. Our Father is really jealous of who we worship. You know, when people in the flesh are jealous, it's a sign of insecurity. But our Father, it's love and commitment to our relationships and him. Taking him for being for real with him, being serious about his business. Sometimes we want to mind our own business. People mind our business. We better be about God's business. Amen. And prior to that, family, when we read in Exodus 34, it is when Moses was laying down the law. He said, well, you know, right now we are not under law. We are under the grace of Jesus. But the same principles apply. That we should worship nothing and nobody over our God. Amen. And these times, family, many of them were worshiping many things and people without even consciously knowing it. Right now, people are still doing the same thing. When you think about worship, it is extravagant respect or admiration for devotion of an object or esteem. Remember, it should be offered to a divine being. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. Family, we have to read Exodus and see how the Israelites, they made a golden calf to worship. Family. There is only one God, pure idolatry. And if we're worshiping things of this world over God, that's idolatry. I tell you, when we worship our Heavenly Father, the more we worship him, we have to worship him more than anything. We can praise him over anything and everything. Amen, family? We have to know, I always say that praise will bring you up. We may feel like we're in a trial in the valley, but we got to praise our way out. Praise Jesus. It will bring us up. It will bring us through. And I say all that we go through, praise him. I always say, I'm going to give him my praise. Yes and amen. Because he deserves it for being the God he is, the God of all, the God of love, the God of peace. Oh, Jesus, I thank you for my peace. The God of protection, I thank you, Jesus, for protecting me when I was out there. The God of provision, the God that provides everything. Yes, family, we have to praise ye to God. Praise God, hallelujah, because praise is what I do. Jesus, praise him. When we learn to just praise him over circumstances, I don't care what your circumstances says, the song says, praise him. Praise God. Even when I'm going through, our family, we must believe our praises will bring us out. It will bring us out over whatever circumstances we are in, whatever we think's in front of us. Amen? Always say, when you think about praise, the biblical praise definition means to glorify a God or saint, especially by the attribution of perfection. Praise to express warm approval or admiration of. My God, both are so fitting. We can all say, I'll tell you, we can't go without praising God. We can't praise God enough. Amen, family. When we go to the Word of God, family, in the book of Psalms 150 and 6, Psalms 150 and 6, and it reads, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. I don't know about y'all, but when we get my praise on around here, we get our praise on around here. We got some pets around here. The parrot, Sunny, starts praising. The poodle praises. The Pomeranian, the dogs praise. Because always say, he said, let everything that has praise praise you to God. And family, you have to remember, praise will bring us out. We worship our God. We thank Jesus for bringing us a mighty long way. Yes, God, you think you did this. Sometimes we hear people think about, oh, I did this. I graduated from college. Wouldn't it be God? When are you going to put God in there? Thank God for getting me through this college. Amen, family. We thank him for getting us through these ill years. We've been in politics. We thank him for getting us from these 3 years of COVID when they had a shut-in. Like you couldn't go out. You couldn't even hug. You couldn't even, you know, the enemy wants to keep us separate. But we thank him and we praise him. And we praise him that families that he's given the families that's lost those in COVID, giving them the strength to keep going. Thank you, Jesus. Family, at this time, this is going to end my session of What's the Word, Women Speak Now on our third Thursday, subbing for Prophetess Lisa. You know, praise be to God. We say, what's the word? The word is Jesus. If you don't know that, go to John 1. In the beginning was the word, the word was God, the word was with God. Read John 1 and meditate on it. Get to know Jesus better, amen. At this time, I'm going to turn it back over to Pastor E, my great mentor. The family always say, on our journeys, we must always have our circle of influence, close circle. He said, keep us a close circle so we can get understanding of his word. He said, in all our getting, get understanding so that we can always, family, so we can know what's going on. We can know. Sometimes we know what's going on so much things we think we know about the street, but do you know what's going on, the principles through the word of God? And later, family, we're going to discuss the true story of Boaz and Ruth, because I thank my Pastor Eve for clarification of that years back, okay? So I always say in his word, stay in the word of God, and allow his word to live within us. Allow the word and let us live our lives through the word of God. Amen, family. Through the word of God as we decrease and let him increase. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, I just thank you, Father. I thank you for another opportunity. Father, I come to you grateful with a humble heart. Just to say, Father, as a child of God, one of your children, I just thank you, Father, for never leaving me and never forsaking me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that everyone on this line continues to praise you, Father. We praise you over circumstances. We give you all the glory and honor, Father, no matter what's going on in our household, no matter what's going on in our world, no matter what's going on in us, Father. I pray that our minds stay right. I pray that we can keep our minds on you, Father, the mind that controls the whole body and controls our actions, Father. In the name of Jesus, I pray to you, Lord. Lord of all, God of all, name we pray. Amen. Okay.
Can I talk to you?
Praise him.
I know you got some questions. what's the hardest thing you're going through. Let's talk about it.
Talking about mountains, talking about pain. Talking about my life, when will it change? Talking about all things, I can do all things. Talking about nights I lose my way, and my dreams that have been erased. Talking about all things, I said I can do all things.
Just because he's silent doesn't mean that he's still. He's not only preparing it for you, he's preparing you for it. Let's go.
Talking about all things.
Woo!
All the big and the small things.
Hallelujah.
Talking about doors you've never seen.
Yeah.
Blessings on blessings for you to receive. Talking about all things. All the big and the small things.
He sees you. Blessings coming, but he had to get you ready for it. Yes, sir. What are we talking about? What are we talking about? Come on, say.
Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.